Good day. This is take two for November 16th. Take one, one couldn't really hear too well since it was raining cats and dogs and then a lot more and also lightning and thunder. So hopefully that'll be subsiding sometime in the near future. Anyway, so the November the 16th is the day I wanted to leave Freetown, if at all possible. So I did first end up going to a supermarket whose charge it was the day the 2 days before that, the fraudulent charge, and made them aware that they are being targeted in some way, shape or form. And they were going to get in touch with the car place that I was at while that was happening. So I feel like that was the least I could do. Then it was time to go meet Merel and Maxwell, two of the Peace Corps workers that were making their way from McKinney to Freetown to gather the group of Peace Corps workers that are serving right now. They all started at about the same time, and they had to stay in their villages for about 3 months to get very acquainted with what they were doing. And so they were somewhat deprived for a bunch of things. Anyway, it was fun to see them again, and time to take them to a place where they serve real coffee, which they greatly appreciated. So we exchanged some more info back and forth. Those guys are doing an absolutely marvelous job, and now they're going to be staying in Freetown for 1 or 2 weeks, depending on who and what and where, to get more educated and be happy and to go back again. So then it was time for me to head out of town, and I used the Garmin to have my route be designated, but I'm not sure how much the Garmin pays attention to levels. There was a new road on my route, which I thought, well, I can take that, no problem. It turned out to be about the steepest hill I've ever done with a car going uphill. Good enough, it had rained the night before, so all the streets were clean from grit and what have you. But this one looked very steep when I'm looking at it. And if I had any doubts about the car, like before the car service, I would have turned around and figured out a much longer route. But somehow, the brave part of me decided to keep going. I don't think I've ever shaken in my seat before, but I think pretty sure that that's what happened this time around. You couldn't see around the corners, and there must have been a 20 degree increase at some points. So I couldn't see if anybody else came down, and there was no room for two cars. So I just pushed through and finally made it to the top, just at the time when another car was about to come down on it. It turned out to be my lucky day. Wow, I hope to never do that again. So now it was a matter of finding my way to Bo. Bo is the second biggest town in Sierra Leone. To do that, there's only really one road out of town. You go by Waterloo, and then you keep going, and at some point you split off to go towards the south, which is where Bo is. Very enjoyable route with orchards, with palm oil, palm trees, and as well as rubber trees. I had a person named Paul that I gave a ride to that was on his way back home near Bo, and he enlightened me about some of those things that are worth knowing. So then I ended up taking someone else along still, and he guided me towards a place that didn't look like a hotel, but he thought it was a hotel, so I dropped him off and then went back to the not hotel. It turned out it was a club. I think a mostly India-related club, people from India. Well, by that time it was dark, and I absolutely do not enjoy driving in the dark. You can't see it diddly, and there's too many dangers that come at you while you cannot see them. But It was a short distance, so figured it out. And then found Doha's hotel, which apparently is a well-known place, a reasonable place, and turned out to have room for me, as well as have a swimming pool and a welcome shower, rain shower, on my arrival, but plenty of time for having some food and even an extra swim. It was an enjoyable time. So hopefully I'll get to see a little bit of Bo tomorrow. Thanks for being along.